The pattern follows a recognizable spiral. Something begins as an absurdist meme, gets picked up by individuals who use the cultural cover of the format to issue threats they expect will be dismissed as jokes, and then encounters administrators operating under post-Uvalda and post-Parkland threat assessment protocols that require taking such communications seriously. Dr. Seuss meets the threat matrix, and why the oil consensus may be wrong. A social media trend loosely themed around the Dr. Seuss character the Cat in the Hat spread across platforms and inspired a wave of school threats, disturbances, and closures across multiple states, resulting in at least several arrests as of Tuesday morning. Correctly, given the stakes. The school closures themselves then amplify the meme, creating a feedback loop. Law enforcement treated the threats as criminal rather than as protected speech regardless of their meme framing, as making a credible threat to a school meets the threshold for charges in most jurisdictions. The back-to-school timing, September 1st marks the first day of the academic year in some districts, sharpened the disruption's impact. The platform responsibility question the episode raises is genuine. If a trend originates on and spreads through social media infrastructure, and that spread directly produces school closures affecting tens of thousands of students, the platforms are part of the causal story. Whether they bear legal liability involves complicated questions around Section 230 protections, but the "we're just a platform" argument is harder to sustain when the specific mechanism of spread is an algorithmic recommendation system. The more consequential analytical exercise of the day involved pressure testing the oil consensus. First, de-escalation. The 2020 U.S.-Iran exchange following the killing of General Soleimani saw both sides pull back from the brink faster than markets anticipated, and Iran does not want a full military campaign that would devastate its economy, while the Trump administration has domestic political incentives to avoid open-ended military engagement ahead of 20. The prevailing view holds that Brent crude remaining above $90 is essentially guaranteed as long as Gulf tensions persist, and that sustained energy inflation is now effectively locked in. But several counterarguments deserve serious weight. 26 elections. Second, production flexibility. Saudi Arabia maintains an estimated 2 to 3 million barrels per day in spare capacity. And if Riyadh concludes that $90 plus oil risks demand destruction that threatens Vision 2030 ambitions, it has the tools to partially offset the Hormuz disruption. Three specific indicators analysts suggested would signal within 72 hours whether the consensus needs revision. A communication channel opening between Tehran and Washington, even indirectly through Oman, which has historically played that intermediary role. A Saudi announcement of voluntary production increases. And tanker traffic data from Lloyd's of London. Third, the physical disruption may be smaller than the fear premium suggests. Maritime insurance markets are risk-averse, and even modest increases in danger can trigger outsized traffic reductions. Ship tracking services showing vessels moving through the strait at higher volumes than headlines suggest.